Okay. R.D. Melfi, M-E-L-F-I, and I'm Buffalo Bill.
And I'm Barb Melfi, M-E-L-F-I, and I am Annie Oakley.
I'm Carl Crandell from here in St. Joseph, and I was one of the contestants in the Buffalo Bill contest.
And who won the Buffalo Bill contest?
This man right over here, R.D. Melfi.
Okay. All right, tell me about why you are Buffalo Bill. Why Buffalo Bill? Why not somebody else?
Well, ever since I've been a little kid, I've just loved the legend of Buffalo Bill. And, of course, being from Colorado, which I am, I used to go up to the museum all the time and visit his grave and visit the museum. And I just always had this great feeling about Buffalo Bill and really liked him a lot. And so when I grew up, got older, and I had the opportunity to start portraying Buffalo Bill, I certainly took advantage of it and did that.
Do you go all over the country and do this now?
We do. My wife and I, who portrays Annie Oakley, goes with me all the time, and we perform as those two characters all over. We've been in Dodge City, Deadwood, all over Colorado, Wyoming, Montana. We've appeared at the museum in Cody several times, over 100 performances up there. Also the museum on Lookout Mountain where Cody is buried. And we've been in Phoenix and New Mexico, and we're on our way to California here in the near future, and hope to do more. We've also appeared with the Great American Wild West Show, which is now trying to locate itself down in Branson, Missouri, with a permanent coliseum so they can do the Wild West every day.
Tell me about the costume that you have on. You've got an amazingly beaded, beautifully beaded outfit on. Did you make this yourself, or did somebody make this for you?
No, I had a friend of mine who made this coat for me, and his name is Greg Waltrip. I'll give him a plug. And he is just absolutely the most incredible designer. This particular jacket, however, is an exact replica of one that Buffalo Bill wore in the Wild West. And it is actually in the museum on top of Lookout Mountain at the gravesite. And we were able to get the jacket out of the case and take pictures of it so that we got all the positioning of the beadwork and the colors of the beads and everything else in proper perspective. And then Greg went to work and built the coat for me, and it's actually, you know, one of my biggest treasures.
Barb, tell me about being Annie Oakley and actually doing the Annie Oakley type shooting. That takes a lot of skill.
Yes, I have a great time with it, and I've done reenactment for about 15 years now, and it actually started out as Calamity Jane, and I still portray her occasionally. But people knew I knew how to shoot, so on occasion they would say, "You really should be Annie Oakley." So I studied about her and looked at some pictures so I could make a costume like she had, and that's how I started. And I do go all over and do Annie's shooting act. I do the over-the-shoulder shot with the mirror, and I have a spinning wheel that I shoot at and an axe that I split a shot on and several different things like that. So it's a lot of fun, and because I have the capability, God-given talent, I guess, that I can shoot well, so I do Annie Oakley shooting act, and it's a lot of fun.
Does this require, I'm sure this requires a lot of traveling on the part of both you and your husband doing Buffalo Bill and Annie Oakley. Do you travel all year round?
Yes, we do. My husband has a job, and he works, and then actually his vacation time is usually taken up by some of our appearances that we do, and he actually works for Wells Fargo, and so we actually do some appearances for Wells Fargo on occasion, too, but we travel around and have a good time traveling.
So you're working, actually, he works for a company that has a lot of historical connections right here in St. Joe.
That's correct. They have a lot of connections, a lot of places, we found out. So, and they enjoy having him working for them, and they like the fact, you know, they hire us to go and do some things for them, too.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to move over here. Tell me about why you decided to do the impersonation and to get into the contest and what your connection is to Buffalo Bill.
Well, I decided to get in the contest because it just seemed like a lot of fun. And actually, I was here in 1960 when they had the centennial. And my father was an engineer for the Burlington, the Chicago, Burlington, Quincy. He was an engineer for them for 37 years. And my father was the one that moved the train from Kansas City to St. Joseph. When my dad got off work, he came home and got my younger brother, my older brother, and I. And we were able to get on the engine as it was coming across 9th Street. And it wasn't the first or last time I got a chance to do it, but I actually had my hand on the throttle on that engine with my foot on the dead man's brake. I just picked up a couple books and started studying on Buffalo Bill. Just thought it'd be a fun event. I actually went for a different look. They asked for Buffalo Bill as he was portrayed from 1910 to 1917. And I found that about the only time he wore the buckskin was in the arena. So I went more for the 1910 look with a frock coat, striped slacks, an ascot tie. And I actually have, and it's a brown hat. I wore the gray today, but I have a plainsman's hat that was made at the turn of the century around 1903. It belonged to my great-great-grandfather, and his initials were the same as Bill Cody, and his name was William Frederick Cornelius. So I was actually able to use that hat as part of the routine and got my minute and 15 seconds of fame over here in an interview as we all got a chance to speak and say something about it. But they actually gave the award to the best man. This man really knows his history on Buffalo Bill. He showed it better than any of the rest of us.
What I really like, though, is you show such a diversity of the man himself. You have him as a showman. You have him as, you know, with the beaded jacket, the man in the arena. But you have him as a businessman. You have, because I think he had to be a businessman also. He had to be somebody who got out there, who marketed the show, who got out there with the people in the towns. So I think you show each half. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel exactly the same way. I mean, Cody did spend most of his time out of the show arena in a suit, dressed just like any other Victorian gentleman at the time. And it was something that wasn't natural for him initially because he was a scout and a plainsman. But when he went to London in 1887, he was called upon to go to many society parties and that sort of thing. And when he did, of course, he was to dress up. And then, of course, his years as an actor in New York City and Chicago, places where people dressed, he learned from that as well that he needed to be a little bit different than what he would normally wear in the arena. In the arena, people wanted to see Buffalo Bill the Scout, the Buffalo Hunter, the Plainsman. And that was the attraction, the fact that he was out there with his long hair and his beard and his buckskins and riding his horse and taking part in a buffalo hunt and shooting glass balls from the air and rescuing the you know, the settler from the burning cabin as the Indians were attacking, and all the things that people read about, unfortunately or fortunately, in the dime novels. He wanted to kind of set the record straight the best he could. Again, keeping in mind it was show business. But one of Buffalo Bill's biggest desires was to be a successful businessman. And he developed the Bighorn Basin up in northern Wyoming and developed the town of Cody, Wyoming. When he was a younger man, he was in Hays, Kansas, and actually started a town called Rome, Kansas. And he was hoping that the railroad would come through there. Unfortunately, a dirty dealing feller, developer, came in and bribed the railroad and put another town about a mile from Cody's, and so was called Hay City. And unfortunately, Bill's town went under, and but that was the start of his business ventures, and he had many of them.
I want to thank the three of you so much for taking time out of the celebration today, the 150th anniversary of the Pony Express. And each person, Buffalo Bill and Annie Oakley, had a part in that and the excitement of that. So thanks very much for being a part of this today.